Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, August 7th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. We've heard quite a bit about Apple's plans for a 16-inch MacBook Pro over the last several weeks. The new laptop is slated to launch sometime in the fall, and now a new report suggests that the 16-inch MacBook Pro could mean the end of the 15-inch model. According to a new investor note from IHS analyst Jeff Lin, the 16-inch MacBook Pro will use Intel Coffee Lake H processors, which would be the same 9th generation processors used in the 15-inch MacBook Pro. According to Lin, the machine would be configurable in up to 8 cores, much like the 15-inch. Perhaps most notably, however, Lin says that the 16-inch MacBook Pro will serve as a replacement for the 15-inch, rather than the two coexisting. This makes sense if, in fact, the 16-inch MacBook Pro fits in the same body size as the 15-inch. A supply chain report last week said that the 16-inch model will feature slimmer bezels, thus allowing Apple to fit a larger screen in the same form factor as the 15-inch. If this does turn out to be the case, then it wouldn't make much sense for both the 15-inch and the 16-inch MacBook Pros to both exist. What's interesting about the rumored death of the 15-inch MacBook Pro is the price of its replacement. Reports have suggested that the 16-inch model will start at $3,000, which compares to the current 15-inch model, which starts at $2,400. That's a big price jump in the base configuration for those who just want the largest screen size of a MacBook. It's widely rumored that Apple will launch the new 16-inch MacBook Pro this fall, so we should expect to learn a lot more then. In other news, the streaming media battle continues to heat up ahead of the launch of Apple TV+. Disney has officially announced the long-awaited bundle option for its growing collection of streaming services. When Disney Plus launches on November 12th, you'll be able to sign up for a bundle of Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, and Hulu for $12.99 per month. ESPN Plus generally goes for $4.99 per month, while Disney Plus will cost $6.99 per month. The version of Hulu included in the bundle is the version with ads, which is $5.99 per month as a standalone service. That means for the bundled price of $12.99 per month, you're getting $18 worth of subscriptions. The Disney Plus bundle is particularly compelling when you consider the price of Netflix, which starts at $8.99 for one stream in standard definition. The top-tier Netflix plan is $16 per month and gives you 4 streams and Ultra HD content. We still have some questions about that Disney Plus bundle. For instance, Hulu Live TV is a popular streaming service, but it's unclear at this point if those users will also be able to bundle Disney Plus at a discount. The same goes for those who are currently subscribed to the ad-free tier of Hulu. Disney Plus will launch on November 12th and include access to all of Disney's iconic Vault content, as well as new TV shows and movies, all Pixar films and shorts, and more. Apple TV Plus is also slated to launch in the fall, but details about it remain unclear. Rounding out today's news, a new analyst report from UBS suggests that Apple is steadily working on the technology needed for folding iPhones and iPads. UBS believes a folding Apple product could come as soon as 2020, although it's said that 2021 is more likely. The analyst firm thinks that the folding Apple product is more likely to be an iPad than an iPhone, at least at first. UBS also touches on consumer interest in folding devices. Unsurprisingly, it says that price is the biggest obstacle to adoption. UBS says customers are willing to pay a premium for folding devices, but only within reason. On an industry-wide basis, the analysts say most consumers are willing to spend $400 to $500 extra for a folding device, but Apple owners are willing to pay a bit more, up to $600 more than current smartphone prices. For comparison's sake, Samsung's troublesome Galaxy Fold is priced at $2,000. The latest claim from Samsung is that the Galaxy Fold will launch in September, following its failed launch back in April. Whether or not that September launch actually happens is anyone's guess at this point. Other things new on 9to5Mac today include my hands-on look at the Apple Card application process, as well as all of the new features in the Wallet app. Trevor Doherty also took a look at the Philips Hue outdoor lighting, which is one of the best options for HomeKit landscape lighting, although it does come at a high cost. Check out both of those stories at the links in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. Read all of those stories and more on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.